There always seems to be something lacking in our life, whether it is our prayer life, studying God's word, fighting against temptation. The list could go on. The key is a little thing called focus. It is about pressing on to what lies ahead. It is about focusing on an area in which we lack and putting forth effort. A lot of what we accomplish in life depends on that little thing we call focus. However, there are times when we lose our focus. In the 1961 Masters Tournament, golf legend Arnold Palmer lost the opportunity of winning the green jacket by losing one stroke on the 18th hole. That one stroke he lost cost him of winning the green jacket. After the tournament, he made a statement saying, "It was at that exact moment I lost my focus. The pressure was on, and I wasn't strong enough." As time goes on, it continues to happen. There's a football player who looks toward the goal line and drops the ball. The ice skater who falls and simply cannot recover to conclude the performance. Even the politician who misspeaks and ruins his political career, all for a lack of focus. The Apostle Paul was no stranger of being a failure and losing his focus. He had failed his Lord on more than one occasion, and he knew it. He knew that he had failed his Lord. He was the head party to the murder of Christians. "Chief of sinners," he said. However, this was his past. He didn't let that stop him from what he had to do. Rather, he moved forward, letting the hope of the resurrection motivate him. It is here in Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 through 16, we find a focus of one's life. That is a spiritual focus. Paul says, "This one thing I do." Not 100 things, not a dozen things. He says, "This one thing I do." He puts all his energy into this one thing, and that is pressing toward the mark. A spiritual focus. A spiritual focus is pressing toward the mark. This one thing I do. When we are not focusing, we are rather missing the mark. Sin in our life is missing the mark. For man, the future is completely unpredictable. And while we can expect some things to happen, we really don't know what will happen. Therefore, we wonder, what will the new year hold for us? The new year is simply the completion of the revolution of the earth around the sun. However, spiritually, it is an opportunity for us to begin again. This year will lapse, and the new year will begin. The question we must ask ourselves is, what will I do with the new year? Perhaps we have trouble staying focused. Therefore, a study of Paul's focus life will help us learn how we might maintain our focus and what we should keep our focus on. There are three significant points I would like for us to consider tonight. This leads up to point number one. For 2013, we have a new year to focus on a personal relationship. A personal relationship. If you will, read with me in verses 10 and 11 of Philippians chapter 3. Paul writes saying, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead." Knowing Christ involves more than just knowing about him. It includes developing a relationship with him. Paul already enjoyed a special relationship with Christ, but he still longed for a deeper relationship with him, a deeper knowledge of who Christ truly is. Knowing Christ in this life, but we see that we have Paul that wanted to know everything about Jesus. He wanted to know, as he says, the power of his resurrection. Paul wants to know the power of the strength available to the Christian through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he wrote in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I've been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He wanted to know the power of the resurrection of Christ. Paul knew that he could do all things through Christ who strengthens him. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. But at the same time, he felt the need for a constant renewal of that strength and power. Paul is not thinking so much of the historical facts concerning the resurrection of Christ, but rather of his own experimental knowledge of the power in Christ's resurrection and pertaining its influence on his own inner life. In addition, we see that Paul also wanted to know the fellowship of his suffering. Fellowship is a sharing or a joint participation. Paul felt no one can know Christ thoroughly unless he shared in his suffering. He wrote in Galatians chapter 6, verse 17, from henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul went through torment. He went through torture. He was imprisoned for years and years. He was scourged. He bore the marks of Christ, he says. I bear the marks of Christ. Do we bear the marks of Christ? Do we go through the sufferings? Do we go through the sufferings as a Christian? Do we face persecution? Do we fight temptation? It's a struggle as a Christian. But we can, with Christ. All things are possible, as Paul says. With Christ, who strengthens me, I can do all things. When we trust Christ in our life, when we have our focus on Christ, on the personal relationship with him, we can get through any struggle in life. And we can bear the marks, and we can say, I am bearing the marks for Christ. As he understood the power of Christ's death and resurrection, Paul was able to understand his sufferings and enter into them with sympathy. His desire to know Christ more thoroughly had at least 4 points. Number one, a personal experience that I may know him. Number two, a powerful experience and the power of his resurrection. Number three, a painful experience and the fellowship of his suffering. And point number four, a practical experience, being conformable unto his death. Paul looked forward to knowing Christ in the next life. Where is our focus? Is it upon our personal relationship with Christ or upon the world? Listen to what John wrote in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. If we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. It is so often the case that we don't accomplish the things that we desire to accomplish because we have not adequately grasped onto God's word in our life, have kept our focus on him in our life. Intensifying our focus upon God will bring us further along than any other thing. We have a new year to focus on our personal relationship. Pressing toward the mark, Paul says. We have the new year to focus on a personal relationship. Point number two. In 2013, we have a new year to focus on a prize to reach. A prize to reach. Continue reading with me verses 12 through 14. He says, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already made perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." In the present stage, we see that humility is needed. He says, "Not as though I had already attained." Paul had not yet attained the full knowledge of Christ, which would come at the resurrection. Either were already made perfect. Paul knew that he was not at all that he could be, or rather that he should be. If Paul claimed that he had room to grow, then what about us? Are we growing in the knowledge of Christ? The Bible challenge is for us to grow. Consider 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen." Jesus was made perfect through the suffering and the death of the cross. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. Paul did not claim perfection before undergoing the suffering of his own. Now the challenge for us today is to undergo the same suffering so that we may grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Paul also focuses on regarding the past. We see that forgiveness is needed regarding the past. How did Paul cope with not being all that he could be? "Forgetting those which are behind," he says in verse 13. Well, what did Paul forget? Well, earlier in the chapter, we see that he forgot all about his successes. He said, "I counted all loss for the sake of Christ, that I may gain Christ," he says. "I counted all lost for the gain of Christ," to gain Christ. We cannot rely on our past laurels. We must continue to prove ourselves as faithful, dedicated Christians in Christ Jesus. Have we been missing the mark on that? Have we been missing that prize to reach? Is that one thing that we are lacking? Paul also forgot his past failures. He admitted that he was not perfect. He had not laid hold, he says. But Paul did not spend his time regretting that. He says that I press on. I press on, forgetting everything that was behind. I press on, he says. He repented and moved forward. Many allow the past to destroy both their present and their future. We've seen it many times. Today is what matters. Yesterday is gone. Plan for tomorrow. That's how it should go. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Yesterday is gone. Today is what matters. What are you going to do about it? And plan for tomorrow. Regarding the future, we see that progress is needed. When we dwell on the past, we oftentimes get distracted and discouraged. Paul said, "This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." Here, Paul's intensity is seen. He had a great desire to reach his spiritual goal. What was his spiritual goal? What was he reaching for? He was reaching, again, for that prize. Paul knew, and so should we, that this can only be done as we faithfully fulfill our mission. What is our mission? Our mission is obeying Christ, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. I don't know much information about this, but I see that each one of us are trying to at least have one Bible study. Are we fulfilling that mission? I believe that's the number that Oceanside is at right now. I'm not sure. But are we fulfilling that mission? When we reach that goal, don't stop. As Paul says, keep going. Move on. Keep pressing toward the mark. Keep pressing, he says. What's holding you back? Keep pressing. Forget your past. It's gone. Focus on today. Plan for tomorrow. Keep pressing, he says. We must live faithfully and bring as many to Christ as we possibly can. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. We have a new year to focus on our personal relationship, on our prize to reach, and our last point for tonight. In 2013, we have a new year to focus on a people of recognition. A people of recognition. Read with me the last two verses, verses 15 and 16. It says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. In verses 4 through 14 of chapter 3, we find Paul focused on his life. Notice all the I, me's, mine, myself's. They're all in there, verses 4 through 14. But it's until we get to verse 15, he shifts. He transitions to the plural. Let us, we, our, all. Paul's focus in life was also on others, not only himself. Paul wants everyone to have the attitude he has been describing. And we see a gentle correction here. He says, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Now, one trait of immaturity is an inadequate grasp of God's word. Paul was confident that they would get the instruction they needed to make the proper decisions. He was confident that the dissenters would soon learn better. As long as what? As long as they keep their focus. He had confident that they would maintain their focus. If Paul was here right now, hypothetically, if he said, Oceanside, keep your focus. Maintain your focus. Would he say that? Or would he say, Oceanside, have you truly been keeping your focus? Have we been maintaining our focus on Christ? Have we been maintaining our focus on our personal relationship, on our prize to reach, on our people of recognition? It's not just about me, me, or I. It's not what it's about. You can't get to heaven alone. Just as you can't get to heaven by faith alone, then you yourself alone can't get to heaven. It takes help, a family. And Paul had confidence in his brethren at Philippi. Surprisingly enough, this was the first church that Paul planted, was Philippi. And I'm sure this was a huge family of his, just as all the other congregations at that time were. Are we focusing on the people of recognition here in Oceanside? Are we encouraging one another? Are we building up one another in love, edifying each other? We have a general command, as Paul says. He says, walk by the same rule, mind the same thing. To be spiritually united, we must have a common authority. And what common authority is that? Nothing but the Word of God. As the psalmist says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We have that old hymn, it's one of my favorites, "To guide me safely home." I love that. Nothing but the word of God. Like I mentioned last Sunday evening, and it's this word that's going to judge us in the end. John 12:48. Is your name going to be written in this book of life? Will it? And currently, is it? We must stay focused on the spiritual task before us. Interestingly enough, not only for the new year that's to come, but it starts now. Now. Are you currently, at this moment, focusing on your personal relationship with Christ? Are you focusing on that prize to reach? Are you focusing on the people of recognition? Many matters in life are important, but none are as important as following Jesus Christ. Do we fail to get anything accomplished due to many distractions that could come our way in life? Do we have godly goals and aspirations that we seek to accomplish? Whatever our situation is, we can improve it by a little thing called what? Focus. Focus. And our personal relationship with Christ starts in Romans chapter 6 by obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, Paul says, "The gospel which I preach unto you, that Christ died according for our sin, for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried and rose on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he raised, or excuse me, that he was buried and then he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures." 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Then when you compare that with Romans chapter 6, the gospel is put together for you. That we are buried in the watery graves of baptism, just as Christ was buried. We raise up, just as Christ rose on the third day, that we may walk in newness of life. And in verse 7 and 8, by dying to ourselves, we have been united with Christ, and that we have been set free from sin. We have been justified from sin, just if I'd never sinned. That is where a personal relationship begins with the Christian, by hearing the word of God, believing that he is the Son of God, John 8:24. Turning our wicked ways away, turning it away, and then focusing on Jesus Christ. Committing ourselves to follow him and he only. Luke 13:3-5. Confessing our sins, having the courage to confess our faith before one another. Matthew 10:32-33. And then come into contact with the blood of Christ through the watery graves at baptism. Romans 6:1-11. And Acts 2:38. Having our sins washed away, having been saved, 1 Peter 3:21. And remaining faithfully unto him, keeping our focus on Jesus Christ. Revelation 2:10. And Matthew 10:22. Maybe one here tonight who has lost their focus on Christ. You have been missing the mark. You've been letting sin enter into your life. Well, I encourage you to regain control of that focus. Refocus. Refocus your life on Jesus Christ by confessing your sins, having the blood of his Son Jesus Christ continue to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:7-9. What will you make of the new year? What will you make of it right now? If we can help you in any way, whether you need to obey the gospel or come forward, confessing your sins, getting right with God to refocus your Christian life, if we can help you in any way, we encourage you to come forward together as we stand, as we sing.